Are you tired, unmotivated, self-conscious? Your background music is reruns of Doc McStuffins and Paw Patrol? Or you just can't find the time to repaint your nails? Then you're in the right place. Come hang out with me. Pour yourself a cup of coffee and let's have some girl talk. Have you guys ever played the game Girl Talk back in, I want to say, the mid-90s, early 2000s? Well, in this game, you pick a character, and then you play this board game. Kind of like a game of life in a way, but as like a tween. And as this tween, if you fail at certain aspects in life, you get a big old zit on your face, which is disgusting, of course. And then at the end, you can answer questions to basically get rid of this zit with this magical blemish wand. Now, some of you may be asking, what the heck? I adored this game when I was little. And of course, at the time, I was a tween. So of course I did, because I thought, oh, how cool, you know, I feel so grown up. And basically, I want you guys to look at this podcast as a sit-down chat with a very close best friend, minus the zits. Because let's face it, hopefully most of you here are past that stage. And if not, we sympathize with you. We've all been through it. And let's just have some girl chat. So what I want to do is I would love to have some of you on here and talk to you about just whatever's on your mind, what's going on in your life. If you're a mother, if you're single, are you a student? Even if you're a teenager in high school, hey, we're all women and we're here to talk. And I just want to be that friend, that shoulder you can cry on, and that someone you can talk to, because honestly, I could talk for days. All right, let's take this back a step. My name is Molly. I'm in my late 20s. I am a stay-at-home mom to two young girls, and I enjoy coffee immensely. I can get through an entire French press before almost 10 o'clock, which is probably not healthy. However, I did read the other day that a maximum of 3 cups of coffee a day is actually supposed to help you live longer, but anything over that could technically be harmful. But don't take my word for it. I have a blog. You can find it at metamorphosismolly.wordpress.com. No, I don't own my own domain yet. I would love to at some point here in the near future. And that blog is mostly about self-help and talking about mental health and just kind of getting that out there a bit more. And ironically, of course, it is Mental Health Awareness Month. So if you're struggling with that or you want to know more, feel free to check it out. Today, I'm just going to kind of talk about, you know, some things that I've been going through. Basically, have my girl chat with you. And, you know, as a stay-at-home mom, after having two kids, you gain a little bit of weight, you feel self-conscious, you feel tired, you feel unmotivated, and you think, okay, where did my life go? I love being a mom, I love being a wife, and I love being a stay-at-home mom. It's beyond a blessing, because I know a lot of people struggle and can't be at that point yet. Honestly, I feel like sometimes we can't be at that point yet, but we fight every day to be. And so lately, I have been setting goals for myself, and I started a blog basically to work towards growing. Every new year, over the last few years, I've given myself a word for the new year. And so last year it was health. And so last March, I decided to go vegan. I figured, hey, why not? Let's try this. Not because of trends or anything like that, but purely for health. I wanted to just feel better, and obviously in hopes of losing, you know, 10, 20 pounds. Because obviously, I think that's probably anyone's mindset. And I have been a vegan now for over a year. I enjoy it. But it is a struggle. I am still trying to figure out what works well for my body and what doesn't. I don't believe that being vegan is for everybody. And I know everyone's probably thinking, oh, when you're vegan, of course, the first thing you're going to talk about is being vegan. And no, I was just sharing that little fact with you because I'm sure it'll obviously pop up at some point here. But I was going to talk about my word for the year, which is growth. And when I made this word, I was like, well, what does that mean? What does that entail? But I decided not to have any like restrictions on it. I wanted growth to mean in any aspect. And so I started off the year by reading my Bible in a year, like doing the Bible through the year course on my Bible app. And I was doing really well for a while, just like I think many people do at the beginning. And then, of course, it started to kind of fizz out. And I still try to get back into it every once in a while. So I'm doing way better than I ever have before. So right off the bat, I have to say, you know, props to myself for sticking with it and, you know, getting as far as I did. Now, I'm also trying to fight harder to be a better vegan because there's different, you know, aspects in that or in any diet that when you can eat healthy or you can eat crap. And I eat somewhere in between. I try not to eat the fake meats too much because obviously they're still processed. And I try not to eat things like Oreos for a meal. Because, yes, Oreos are vegan, which is terrifying to a lot of people because you think, well, isn't there milk? No, there's no milk in Oreos. If you can explain that to me, feel free. But yeah, so I have been growing in a few ways, and then I started my blog to kind of help me move towards doing something else. And I also wanted to start a podcast because I wanted to talk. I wanted to feel like I had friends out in there in the world. Because being a mom, you feel a bit secluded sometimes. So I guess I want to end this and say, if any of you struggle with the same kind of things or going through the same kind of things, or even if you're not at all and you're a completely different person, I would love to get to know you. I'd love to talk to you and chat. This is just a safe place to talk about our issues and our problems or just things that we're excited about and want to share with the world. So just shoot me a message and hopefully I'll be able to add it to my podcast and we can have a chat to chat back and forth and maybe do an interview. So thanks so much for listening, guys. Podcasting isn't perfect and neither are we in our day to day. Remember to take time to breathe, go on that walk, and find time to talk to your loved ones. Sending you sunshine and peace for your day.